This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping are likely to meet during a G20 summit in Japan at the end of June, and they will discuss trade. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow made the statement on Fox News Sunday. Trump on Friday more than doubled tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods, boosting the rate from 10% to 25%. China had previously imposed taxes on $110 billion of American products, but has not said how it might retaliate against Trump's latest increase in tariffs. VOA's Ira Melman spoke to Philip Levy, a senior fellow at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, about what this means for the American consumer.
Consumers are going to face higher costs when they're buying goods that either were directly made in China or that used parts made in China.
And what about farmers? What about U.S. agriculture?
U.S. agriculture is going to feel the pain. I think they thought that relief was on the way. They've been having a hard time. They've been facing low prices. And I thought they were going to get their hard-won markets back. It doesn't appear to be the case.
According to Kudlow, China has backtracked from some of its commitments and that the sticking point was to ensure Beijing puts the changes it had promised into law. The UN said Sunday that the redeployment of Houthi forces from key ports in Yemen went in accordance with established plans. The UN is slated to verify the first phase of Houthi troop withdrawal, seen as a key step to end the four-year war in Yemen, on Tuesday. The redeployment efforts began Saturday in accordance with an agreement in December reached in Sweden between Yemen's government and the Iran-aligned Houthi rebels. Gunmen killed six people attending mass at the Catholic Church of Dablo in northern Burkina Faso Sunday morning, according to officials and witnesses. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov this week. The visits come as the two countries clash over a number of issues, including Venezuela, Iran, and Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Sunday services resumed in churches in Sri Lanka on Sunday for the first time since the Easter Sunday bombing attacks, which left more than 250 dead. Soldiers stood on alert outside the church compound as police checked people who came to attend Mass. Here's Father Bernard Neville Pereira.
As we expected, we have got the normal crowd and the things are moving on well. There's nothing to be feared because the security personnel, they have provided the fullest cooperation they have given and they have provided the security.
Islamist militants targeted three churches and four luxury hotels Easter Sunday. Church leaders banned religious services in the wake, fearing they would be targeted by militants. Catholic schools were also closed but are set to reopen Tuesday. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says he's instructed his political envoy to immediately open relations with the U.S. military. Here's AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
U.S.-backed Guaido told modest crowds in Caracas he has asked his ambassador in Washington to open direct communications toward possible coordination. Repeating language used by President Donald Trump, Guaido says he's keeping all options on the table to remove Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. In recent days, Venezuelan security forces arrested National Assembly Vice President Edgar Zambrano. Other lawmakers also scrambled for refuge in foreign embassies following an unsuccessful military rebellion on April 30th. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Thousands of supporters of South Africa's African National Congress took to the streets of Johannesburg Sunday to celebrate their party's victory in last week's election. The celebrations continued despite a lower share of the vote, with the ANC party winning 57.5% of the parliamentary vote. This was President Cyril Ramaphosa's first test at the polls since he took power in February 2018, and his party retained power in 8 of 9 provinces. Ramaphosa spoke at the celebrations, calling this a new era.
We are going to make sure that we give the young people of our country great opportunities, so that young people can get ahead in life.
Ramaphosa also vowing to purge his party of bad and deviant tendencies as he prepares to appoint a new cabinet. I'm Liz Pelka.